This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We are talking about the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks of said manifesto. We're going through plank by plank and determining individually, and I'm charting it. I'm making notes here as to who says what of our panel. Individually, what do we think? Are these planks implemented? Are they fully implemented? Are they partially implemented? And just a quick recap here for you before we continue on. Joe Jarvis wrote up a piece at the Daily Bell on the topic, which is what sparked the conversation in the first place. Number one is government control of land. And we disagreed firmly on that one. Melanie said nope. I said halfway. And Mark, you said full on. Number two, progressive tax, meaning that there's different levels of taxation per your income. And we all agreed fully that that's implemented fully in the United States. Number three was an inheritance tax, a 100% tax on inheritance. And Melanie gave that one a 0.75. I gave it half. And Mark, you gave it half. Number four, confiscation of property of immigrants, people leaving the United States, and rebels. We all agree that's fully implemented in the United States. Number five, a national bank with a monopoly on currency. We all agreed that's fully implemented in the United States per the Federal Reserve System. And then we finished up just now. Number six, the centralization of communication and transport, with some level of disagreement between the hosts. Melanie, you said that's full on implemented. I said halfway. And Mark, you said 0.75 on that one.
That's so right.
That brings us up to speed. Let's go with number seven.
Indeed. This is coming from the Daily Bell, written by Joe Jarvis.
Originally from the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. So,
okay, factories owned by, extension of factories? What do you think that means, the extension of factories owned by the state?
I don't know what that means exactly, but the state certainly dabbled in, the United States government certainly dabbled in the ownership of factories, and then governments do that around the world. I would say that,
certainly Venezuela is an example of where it's full on. I mean, they're taking over industries left and right and running them into the ground. We don't have that problem in the United States generally.
But the U.S. Government decided to get involved in the economic downturn in basically Chrysler deciding to sell it off to Fiat. Do you remember all this?
The bailouts, you mean?
Yeah, the bailouts, but they came with stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's heavy involvement.
In that industry, yes.
Who gets to own what. And basically they did it in order to salvage the pension plans of the factory workers who were big Democratic supporters.
Okay, so the other part of that, I'm sorry, just real quick, it was factories run by the state, and then what, farmland?
The bringing into cultivation of wastelands and improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. So government control.
So EPA?
Basically the government control of land is specifically for the purpose of food production. I'd say the state doesn't feel like it needs to do that. The government doesn't feel like it needs to do that, so it generally doesn't do that.
Okay.
But it certainly controls the land. I mean, how about the
Bureau
of Land Management and the Bundy Ranch standoff?
Yeah, they control farming pretty heavily to the point where in some places they, like, basically tell you what you can plant.
We did just read a story, days ago about the raw milk raids happening in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, like, California has droughts not because it's horrible land, but because they try to do things like plant rice in places that don't flood. So,
well, plus, the government manages the water as well, right? Like, government provides the water, so
if you want to mismanage resources, but
the government in charge of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Melanie, what do you think on this one here, the factory ownership / government control of land?
Yeah, so the second one you definitely have. The first one, I mean, there are like bailouts to pensions, they stole the steel mills that one time. That's not, to me, the same thing as full socialization of all factories. So no on the first one and yes on the second one.
So you're going to give half a point?
It's going to decide, it's certainly not full socialization, but it's heavy regulation. They decide Boeing can't move from Washington to South Carolina because of the unions. So there should be, I mean, to understand that a factory exists and works completely at the behest of the federal government if they're successful enough.
Okay, well, that's true. I'm used to living in places that don't have unions. To me, that would matter how many states have unions versus don't. Because if you have a union, you're being told what to do, basically, until you go bankrupt and they bail you out.
Mark, how are you going to weigh in on this one?
I'm going to give it a point.
Full point.
Yeah, fine with it.
Okay, so factories owned by the state. Well, the factories aren't owned by the state. The state does not operate the factories. They do regulate.
It doesn't say owned.
Well, that just means they're good
at it. Oh, I thought you said owned.
I was saying that they're not owned, that they're controlled. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state. Extension of factories, okay. Owned by the state. All right. Ownership is about control.
Control, yeah.
Right? Ownership is defined by control. If you do not control something, you do not own that thing.
True.
Like, you may think you own it. If you hand me your car and let me go out and do whatever I want with it, I control that car. I may choose to give it back to you. You may have a piece of paper that says you own it, but ownership and control, they're really very similar. So
this is a tough one, I feel like.
You know, the government controls it, and controls it pretty heavily.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to look it up, and I don't have enough information to make that determination. If most states have unions, then I'm going to go with yes. If most states don't, then no.
But whether or not they have a union, there's still regulations surrounding.
There are regulations,
right?
But they're not
like OSHA,
like total control.
They're not deciding the products that can be offered, for instance, in a lot of cases.
If they don't have unions, though.
Yeah, I'm with Melanie on this. I'm going to give it a half point.
I was going to go 0.75. I think I got
you're down a little bit. Readjusting down. Yeah. Okay, 0.75. Got it. Number eight.
Yep.
The Communist Manifesto, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
Yep. Equal liability of all to labor. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. So
that sounds just like propaganda. What does that mean?
Well, industrial
armies.
Can we
read what Joe says about that?
Yeah. So, yes, the Communist Manifesto proposes enslaving all those unwilling to work. Now, it might not seem like the U.S. government forces people to work, but you have to make money just to park your butt on a plot of land. Local governments want property tax, which means you have to make a certain amount of money just to have a place to live. Otherwise, you could conceivably save up for a piece of land, and once you buy it outright, you'd be done. Mm. But even renting has a built-in cost of property tax, and the fact that the government claims the authority to tax you on everything you earn basically means you have a liability to the labor for the government. If you want to labor at all, most of us cannot go through life without earning something to pay for the necessities. But we can't just earn what we need. We need to earn way more because the government wants to take a big chunk of our income. So we tend to think about taxes as a percentage of our income, but what about it as a percentage of our time? The government forces you to work as a slave from about January through April every year.
Yep.
In a typical career, you'd spend in total more than 14 full years working as a slave for the government.
God.
So,
can you read the original plank?
Equal liability of all to labor. So everybody's got to work.
Mm.
Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. So
what does that mean?
Well, basically sending out press gangs to work the fields during harvest time is what that means.
That doesn't exist.
Well, no, it doesn't need to. But, I don't know what to tell you.
Equal liability, that's a very commie-sounding thing, right? Yeah. Like, from each according to his ability to each according to their need or whatever. I mean,
no, we've got a welfare state. I don't think we have this because this is the sort of thing that must have been – you'd have to – Marx was writing in the 1850s, right? The Industrial Revolution was just getting ramped up.
Uh-huh.
So
here's in an agricultural –
you're talking about in 1815 here in the United States. I just remember the statistic. In 1815, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, 85% of the U.S. population was under the poverty level. So you weren't talking about a time that was particularly productive. Now, the United States government can do quite well just gleaning off of those willing to work and offering those not willing to work some kind of subsistence amount of money.
So you're going to say no on this one? Not implemented?
0.5.
No.
I'm going to say not implemented on
this
one.
Darn close to implemented.
All right. Well, that's a big difference then. All right, we can discuss more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number, here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the Communist Manifesto. We got two more planks to go on the 10 planks. We're analyzing whether or not they have been implemented in the United States. Looks like the majority of them, or a good chunk of them, have been, and we'll get some totals going on a little bit later. We each have differing opinions slightly on some of these, on how far along the implementation of them is, and we'll continue that. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Maybe you've thought about getting involved in Bitcoin mining, but you looked into it, and the equipment is just so expensive, and you don't really know what you're doing. You know, if you're not a tech guru, server administrator, if you don't have the level of expertise that you need to be able to set this stuff up, you know, it's pretty intimidating. So what do? If you still want to get involved in mining, well, let the professionals handle it for you over at Bitcoin.com. They've got mining, professional, real operations with racks and servers and
all you do is buy in. Yeah. I think I was paid off in the first maybe 4.5 months.
Out of how long of a contract?
About lifetime.
Really?
But I don't think lifetimes are available anymore.
Huh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what's available at the moment. I know they've had 12-month, or they had a 6-month, they got rid of that, and so I actually have not looked in a little bit. But
I can tell you this, if you want free Bitcoin Cash, you just go to free.bitcoin.com.
Oh, they got a faucet going on?
Yep.
So there's all kinds of cool stuff over at Bitcoin.com. But if you want to get involved in mining, yes, you do have to put an investment in over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can choose whether you want to do Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin Core. It is up to you. And there used to be different lengths of time. I suspect they've still got the 12-month thing going on, because I do know they've opened them back up for a little while. They didn't have anything available because they were just sold out. So go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can check out the details there and get involved in mining your favorite Bitcoin. So once again, Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin Core, it's up to you at pool.bitcoin.com. Let the professionals handle all the tough stuff for you as we go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. It's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. A United States Senator Merkley of Oregon is recently in the news. He went on down to Brownsville, Texas to check out the U.S. Border Patrol detention center, because he is decrying the issue of people coming into the United States who are being apprehended, and they're separating the parents from the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what they're failing to do, of course, is see, they're watering down the message too much. If you actually support liberty, you got to tell it like it is, which is they have no right to restrict immigration at all.
At all. Yeah, that's for sure.
And that is where they've been messing up by watering it down too much on that issue. Now, I got a survey, junk mail, from the Heritage Foundation, and they are on the side of the
enemy. This is a conservative group.
Yeah, they're a so-called conservative group, but they're definitely anti-liberty on the immigration issue.
Mm-hmm.
And one line here says, "We, the people of the United States, have a right to determine how many immigrants we want to accept. We do this through our elected representative." Okay, well, the first line is actually true. Okay, we do have a right to determine how many we want to accept. We just don't have a right to stop them. If you have a right, and I have a right, and we
right. Each individual who has a piece of property can decide who they want to allow onto their piece of property. In a, you know, truly free place, in a libertarian world, property rights would be very paramount. In this case, these conservatives act as though they have control over all of the property in the United States, and they should get to decide who can come onto your property.
Right, and that's what it comes down to. It's not that that somebody should be able to go on your property and go into your house and start eating your food, which people would love to use as an analogy for immigrants coming and giving away, you know, taking advantage of giveaways. That's more of a problem with the giveaways. We have a problem with the welfare state, not a problem with immigration. And the point I would make on this is that if I can't invite an immigrant family to my house to stay for a little while, get a job, do whatever it is they want to do, work at my place, if I can't invite them to my house, mm-hmm. then someone is infringing on my rights.
Right.
To be able to have guests, right? I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is an agreement between two people.
which is what they were doing to me when I wanted to bring my fiance, who's now my wife, to the United States. But we don't have to want, see, there's a difference between want to accept. I mean, you don't have to want to accept them, but you do have no right to hire gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to round them up and force them onto vehicles bound for foreign or aircraft bound for foreign countries. And it says,
right.
Then, of course, there's this garbage about how we do this through our elected representatives, but they're not elected by, I mean, I didn't vote for these creeps. I voted for the libertarians. And mm-hmm. where it says we, the people of the United States, have a right. Okay, individuals have a right. If it's speaking of a people having a right, a people cannot determine. A people cannot think because a
right.
people doesn't have a mind of its own. And
it's a collectivist mindset. And, you know, some conservatives would like you to believe that they are, you know, they are beyond that, but that's ridiculous. They obviously embrace collectivism. And you can argue against this idea that groups of people have rights by asking, well, if an individual has a right to do X, how is it that a group of those individuals together have a right to do X, Y, and Z? How do they get more rights by combining themselves together if all they ever had was the right to do X in the first place?
That just sounds like a really weird, like, cartoon superhero type thing. Just combine together and get more.
Right.
Like,
when I point something out here, can I point something out here?
Yeah.
Where I'm taking what they say and I'm pointing out the obvious flaw or the hidden flaw in it. When we speak, when libertarians speak and there's a flaw in it, rest assured that our opponents, who include our enemies and people who are not, you know, violence prone, just simply opposing what we're saying, they will point out the obvious flaws, such as how they take jobs that United States citizens don't want. Well, excuse me, United States citizens would be lining up for those meatpacking jobs if they paid more money. And, of course, they would pay more money if the meatpacking companies didn't have all these immigrants to pay lower wages for. So there is the flaw in that line of reasoning. We don't need to use bad reasoning like that when we have perfectly good, valid reasoning that we can use instead.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And, of course, if they have to pay more for the meatpacking jobs, guess what? The price of meat goes up. So, you know, then
those Omaha steaks are going to get more expensive.
All of the steaks everywhere are going to get more expensive. And nobody wants to see prices go up. But yet they want to, you know, ensure that Americans can get those jobs.
Well,
so they hold
what Americans want is they want to benefit from the cost of foreign labor without having to deal with the importation of that labor into this country. So
they even don't want that either. They want to some of them want to have total protectionism to lock down the borders.
But most Americans don't want that. But some of them do. Some of them want to lock down the borders to imports.
And mandate.
And
right.
Then you would find out what it costs to be self-sufficient. And what it costs.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it would drive your family into poverty.
All right. So we got more coming up here. Whether you want to talk about immigration or we'll continue, of course, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has the right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No, but I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think you think President Kennedy should have resigned? Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Mentioned to you earlier that Melanie is an accounting professional. That's what she does. She's hung out her shingle over the last year or so to allow our listeners and others who want to have a real professional accountant who's also an anarchist who hates the government, hiring Melanie to do your taxes, to do your bookkeeping, is a smart idea because she not only hates the government, she also sort of strangely enjoys reading their laws. So you are into this stuff. You actually know the law. You read it. You know it like the back of your hand. And folks who want to have assistance with their bookkeeping and their taxes really ought to get in touch with you. Right, Melanie?
Yeah, so most people don't have taxes coming up anytime soon, although some quarterly payments are quote due on the 15th if you have that. Otherwise, I do tax planning, which most people call bookkeeping, kind of make sure everything's straight for when you get robbed next year.
This was very helpful to me. And
you said it paid for itself.
Yeah, it did. Right off.
Yeah.
First go round.
So that seems like a real smart move, and have not heard anything bad about your assistance on these issues, Melanie, so I presume that means people are satisfied with the assistance that you've given, not just Mark, but you've had other Free Talk Live listeners.
Quite a few, yeah.
Sign up, correct?
Yes.
So go ahead to tax.freetalklive.com. You can head over to Melanie's website through that URL. It'll take you right to where you need to go. You can reach out directly to her and set up a consultation, get her on board to do some bookkeeping. $100 a month to start. That's sort of like a basic level.
Yeah, so for the smaller businesses, it's 100 transactions and up to 5 owners, and then it goes up from there.
Seems like a real good deal. Go to tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We were discussing the Communist Manifesto, gone through 8 of the 10 planks so far, and we'll give you a rundown after we're done of how we ended up voting, each of us kind of weighing in on how we feel the plank has or has not been implemented. The last one was a kind of a bizarre-sounding one that, as you pointed out, Mark, was written, you know, in the 1850 or something like that, in the mid-1800s, right. When the world was very agricultural-oriented, and it talks about equal liability of all to labor and the establishment of industrial armies to work the fields. Well, yeah, that hasn't really happened, according to Melanie and I. We gave them 0 out of 1. You gave half a point on that one, Mark.
Yeah, the reason I gave that for the industrial armies and the press gangs and these sorts of things for the government is that they don't have to do those kinds of things, but they still take the fruits of your labor. Mm-hmm. They may not treat you like chattel slaves, but they treat you as a free-range serf. So, the concept's still there and it's still alive.
All right, let's go on to number 9 from Joe Jarvis's article on the Daily Bell.
Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country. So the idea was that, remember, this is almost pre Industrial Revolution. They didn't understand the value of having people congregated in different areas. So the idea was to spread people out over the land. And I would say this is just an idea and not a particularly good one. So people are probably more distributed over the United States currently than they were in Leninist Russia, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I almost just want to strike this criteria as invalid because they do the opposite. And so they almost subsidize in a way, and I don't know, I haven't seen the actual numbers, but they seem to want people to live in population-dense areas.
Mm-hmm. Easier to control if you do that.
I think so, but I think this criteria is just invalid. Like, it's not true, they're not intentionally trying to spread people out, but I don't know how that would benefit them either.
Well, we'd have to probably read Marx to get his explanation.
Well, I've read it, but that doesn't mean
it's been some time for me.
Okay, so you guys going to rank a 0?
I'm going to rank a 0, but sort of a null would be my statement.
Yeah,
doesn't count.
A dash.
Okay, I'm going to put a dash through the 0 here. Yeah, I'm going to go along with you guys on this one. Gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country. I mean,
creation of the interstate system basically has done what they're talking about. Now, in the United States, you have to have a car to sort of get around. There's a few cities that this isn't true, but
you're talking about the distribution of people across.
Distribution of people across the United States has become more vast as a result of, the car, the automobile.
Yeah, but that said, it's still highly concentrated on the West and the East Coast compared to the flyover country, as they call it.
Sure.
Right.
Tell that to Chicago, third largest metro in America.
I'm going to say on the middle one here, there's three different planks are sort of within this plank, right? There's combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country, by a more equitable distribution of population. Equitable.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that the idea of towns still are very strong, right? Like, people still have a real sense of pride in the place that they live. But all that said, there is still that national fervor, right? Like, people love the Pledge of Allegiance. They love, the idea of America. So, I mean, there is a lot of nationalism in the United States. Should it be given a partial, just because of nationalism?
I don't know what to give this other than to say that I just don't think it's effective.
Yeah.
But
it's not because of the distribution of population. That's not why there is maybe an abolition of the distinction between town and country. It just seems like nationalism has, it's popular in the United States.
I think people are more likely to live in, rural areas than they were in, say, the early 1900s. But this was written in the 1850s when there's probably more than half of the people worked in agriculture. So I don't know.
So we're striking that one, basically.
I just feel like it should be struck.
All right. And number 10, Mark, on the list of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah. Free education for all children in public schools. Abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production.
That one's, I'm going to say, is pretty much implemented.
Number one.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, obviously kids aren't they're not getting an education to actually do something useful like, manufacturing. They're getting an education to, I don't know, get an education. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what I used any of the courses besides the elective of typing from high school in
daily original life. As I understand what John Taylor Gatto has said about, who's a former teacher of the year in New York State, has said about the Prussian education system was that it was designed to turn out factory workers.
Right.
Not that they would be trained on how to run equipment at the school, but that they would be brainwashed into not really questioning their circumstances in life and accepting sort of this menial task and, you know,
they'd be happy with utter boredom.
Yeah. And, you know, being trained to do what they're told. And that's what the government schools inculcate. They inculcate obedience, and they do it fairly well. So are we all giving a full point on number 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll come back here, and we'll wrap this up. The Communist Manifesto, I think we're going to end up with actually fewer than 8.5 this time around, just glancing at the list here. We've been a little bit more generous this time around. It won't be much less.
We're just more acclimated to it and used to it.
we're institutionalized.
I love this
freedom.
This line from Joe Jarvis. Karl Marx is like the anti-Midas. Everything his philosophy touches turns to crap. Mm. It is. Is it any wonder that America is stagnating? You cannot grow with a communist philosophy. It doesn't take into account the beautiful, creative independence of individuals. It treats people like cattle.
Not just stagnating.
People of the rewards of their labor.
Sorry about that. Not just stagnating, but dropping on the list of economic freedom and personal freedoms in the world. There's different lists, and the United States has been dropping for the last decade plus on those lists. So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in on the Communist Manifesto? If you've got a different opinion on this, maybe you are a communist. And you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got our Discord on-air call-in line room where you can jump into the conversation that way and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. If you're not familiar with Discord, it's a chat application with both text and voice channels. We have our own server there that has a bunch of different channels. So there's different topics. There's, of course, one for Free Talk Live, so you can talk with other listeners and some of the hosts during, before, and after the show. And then there's other channels like cryptocurrency-related discussion and New Hampshire activism-related or whatever. There's a gaming channel. So head on over there to discord.lrn.fm. That'll get you involved. It's free. So there's really, if you want to try chatting with other Free Talk Live listeners, it's a great opportunity to do that. And as I said, a number of the hosts of the show are also to be found on that Discord server. So once again, go to discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We are talking about the Communist Manifesto. And so story here from Joe Jarvis. Mark, was there like a wrap-up that Joe had that you wanted
to read? Yeah, I read it in the last segment. Basically, Karl Marx is like the anti-Midas. Everything he touches turns to crap.
Yeah, so let's see. I actually completely disregarded what I was going to do during the break, and I did not actually total up these numbers. Can you guys vamp about this while I while I do this?
That is the math. Pathetic is it what is. That is.
It is pathetic.
Lack of
total lack of preparation
as a talk show host.
Well, you try doing addition and subtraction while you're talking,
it's really,
buddy.
Really, really hard. I must say,
I'm not even going to try to do that.
No, absolutely not. I'm kind of wondering why it is that we decided that it was 8.5 was the number of planks of the Communist Manifesto that were implemented on the last go-around, and this go-around, perhaps it's going to be even lower. Certainly the United States hasn't gotten freer since we did this in probably 2005. I doubt there's too many people who call in and say that they're freer now than they were then. Nothing about the TSA, by the way, is mentioned on this this list other than sort of control of travel.
Well, because it was written in the 1800s.
Yeah, well, it couldn't.
Oh, you mean in his comments. Okay.
I feel like, you know, Karl Marx is just flawed all the way through. He probably had a couple of sort of reasonable ideas in his philosophy, but between the idea of labor theory of value and, you know, just these predictions like socialism is going to, you know, morph into communism and the state will wither away. These kind of things just make
sense. Yeah, that was kind of, you know, someone's LSD trip more than someone's philosophy, but
I don't think they'd found LSD at that time.
Whatever psychotic he was on, that is not a sane, if we just grow the state, it'll go away. No, it's not going to go away, period, but so just because we're hitting less points, I mean, it could just be that they've improved on the system. Like, I mean, it's been, 200 years ago? I mean, they could have just figured out better ways to do things other than these 10 things on the list. So that's not necessarily surprising.
And it's not like he, you know, he wasn't looking for statism. He was looking for communism. Just had a flawed way of getting to it, and it's probably not possible to get to it anyway. And just looking at things like, you know, the invisible fence that they have for dogs?
The dogs,
you know what that is? Like a collar, and then you put this line in the grass, and you don't have to put in a real fence. Your dog just has to stay nearby.
I tried that with my dog when I was growing up, and it did not work.
It just ran right through it?
It ran through it, and then it just, like, didn't stop.
Nonetheless,
because I imagine the range doesn't last forever on that thing.
My point is that that fence technology has increased and state technology has increased too over the course of 150 years or so.
All right, so I have the numbers here, and to answer your question, Mark, as far as why we had 8.5 last time, maybe we're misremembering. Maybe it was 7.5 last time. I don't know.
We've said 8.5 many times.
We've said that. That doesn't mean we're remembering it correctly. But also, last time we all came to some sort of an agreement because we didn't have individual numbers last time. Last time we just sort of all debated on to whether or not this was, you know, full on or not.
So
full on. So now with differing individuals with each individual scores, Melanie, you came out with a total of 6.25 out of 10. I came out with 6 out of 10, and Mark, you have 7.5 out of 10.
Well, it's good to see that I'm the most libertarian in the bunch.
Well, no, that just means that even the democracy will even get you worse results when you're voting about what democracy is.
Yeah.
Or what communism is.
All right, so there's your current analysis.
We do agree that America is more more socialist than it is not, apparently.
Oh, absolutely. Again, this is just, as you pointed out, this is just the planks of the Communist Manifesto. You want to talk about socialism? I mean, there's plenty of socialism.
Wait, and some of the things on there.
But the Communist Manifesto suggests going to socialism to get to communism.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear on that. So what he's looking for is an implementation of socialism.
Right, so a couple of things, some of the things on there, if you're good at them, you don't actually have to do them. So, like, state ownership of all factories, if you're just really good at regulating things, you don't have to go through the trouble of outright running it yourself.
Right.
You can just punish and reward the behaviors that you want to happen. So,
which is what they do.
I don't know, like, it's a valid indicator of whether or not your society is having a bad time, but it's not necessarily a valid indicator of, by these 10 points, which society is having a worse time.
So if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so. We're going to change gears. In a little bit, we're going to get into the Supreme Court case, the cake Supreme Court case, which, Melanie, you are legal trained. You've got some analysis on this case. But you really wanted to talk about the FBI.
Yes.
Specifically, the cop who shot somebody, the FBI agent who shot somebody
by accident,
supposedly showing off his skills with a gun.
Yeah. So, and there's a video here, which obviously I can't show a video on the radio.
I have not watched this video. I've heard it's outrageous.
So he appears to be at some kind of either bar or dance party or something like that.
It's always a good place to have a gun. At the bar. Pull out a gun and play with it at the bar.
I don't know if he was drinking, but it was some place where it was like, he wasn't just like breaking out in the middle of the street. He was at some place that it seemed to be acceptable to be dancing.
Mm.
And so he was, you know, dancing, and then he had a gun on his back I don't know how to describe this in words.
The small of his back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently he didn't even have a retention holster as an FBI agent.
Retention holster would mean something you have to sort of trigger a release in order to get the gun out of it.
Yeah, so they have 1, 2, or 3 buttons, and if you don't press the button, that gun ain't coming out.
Right.
So He did a
The holster itself might fall if it's not really in your pants, but that's pretty unlikely.
Yeah, retention holsters, the ones I've seen, tend to be pretty... I mean, I guess you could wear clothes that don't fit with them, but...
You can also loop them in through a belt loop and things like that.
Yeah, I think the trigger's covered and the gun ain't coming out the holster.
Yeah.
So, he then, while dancing, did a backflip. Well, so the gun, and he's surrounded by, like, a circle of people, and there's a couple people dancing and surrounded by people watching.
Yep.
The gun flew out of his holster.
Oh, my God.
Didn't fire at that point.
He didn't have one of these retention holsters, apparently.
I'm assuming that, because the gun flew out of
it. Yeah, I mean,
he's dancing, doing backflips, not only with a gun, but with a gun not in a retention holster.
I didn't understand how this had happened in the first place, but now I'm beginning to see this is bad tech.
Yeah, so...
it's also a dumb person.
The gun didn't fire at that point, because honestly, most guns are not going to fire just by being dropped.
Dropped, most of the time, yeah.
So he went to pick it up and put it back in real quick,
yep.
And ended up shooting somebody in the leg while he picked it up.
Wow.
And then... if you read the article, it says he put his hands up, but they kind of made it sound like he did the hands up, don't shoot thing.
Uh-huh.
But he kind of threw his hands up as he walked away, as if he was aggravated at the situation. All the videos I could find have his
face. As opposed to, like, walking over to his victim and trying to help?
Yeah, he just walked away. He walked completely away.
Wow.
All the videos I could find have his face blacked out.
Huh.
Wow. And there's a quote in here.
They wouldn't do that to anybody else.
No.
Right.
The name of the agent wasn't released because he hasn't been charged, said Marika Putman, a Denver police spokesman.
My God.
It's nice to be one of the ruling class.
Now, is this... do you remember the video of the DEA agent who's showing off in front of a high school class or something and shoots himself in the foot or whatever? Is this even worse, in your opinion, than that?
I could go that either way, because I think there are arguments to be made on either way. So the DEA agent had a captive audience because he was at a school.
Yep.
I'm the only one here qualified to possess a gun.
Yeah, you were.
Bang.
You weren't allowed to just walk out, whereas you are not obligated to be at a dance club or whatever this is.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm just now watching this video. And, of course...
Oh, that was not blacked out. Okay.
Yeah, this is not blacked out. We'll share this
on the
Free Talk Live forum here. And we'll continue analysis here in a moment, because I'm going to say this is worse than the DEA video. We'll continue. The DEA one is hilarious.
The DEA only shot himself.
Exactly. More coming up here. It's free.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy. So you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.